my body's relaxed, so there's nothing to take it easy. And enjoy the food and the sandwiches. Hopefully they won't turn, as long as we are careful though, that we don't gain weight. We don't gain weight. In fact, the question of weight is really a problem now for the doctor. I think Musa Lady, that's why he wants to mask his patient in sport. The agenda here is very short. It's just all of us must be able to know what will be happening next year, what is our plan, what are the challenges, what is it that we can do to ensure that we speed up the work of the committee, and also it's a very effective oversight function over the department, but also over the agencies. And also what we do to ensure that there are sporting facilities in many rural communities. Because we have visited many of them on our oversight function, we know what is happening in many areas. If we want to promote mass participation in sport, surely there must be sporting facilities in many of our communities. Without them, it would be difficult to have the mass participation in sport. And then we all know that sport is becoming a very important area of our work. And then we should be able now to focus at least next year. I'm mindful of the fact, of course, that our term is ending, possible by the end of next year. Therefore, we are living on a borrowed time. Only 4 years remain after 2014, I guess. Many of us have to go back and seek a new mandate, and then to come back and believe and continue the work that we've been doing. And then it's important for us, really, that before our term ends, we should have laid a very firm and built on a firm foundation that has been there. We must build ourselves, just to put more bricks to ensure that the coming leadership will find it easier for them to move on and deal with the question of social cohesion using sport as a catalyst for that. It's important for us that we do that for this cause. Sport is becoming a very big industry. And also there are a lot of sources there. A lot of sources there. But also the bigger problem is that people, they talk about transformation and development of sport. But when they are not in front of us, they've got no intention to do anything around development and transformation of sport. It means that the leadership here, I think we are left with 1.5 years, really, truly speaking. And then it's 2013, and part of the half of the 2014, then we'll be gone. But 18 months in politics is a very long time. We can still turn things around. We can sell things around in cricket, in rugby, soccer, and then in athletics South Africa, boxing South Africa, amateur boxing, and swimming, or all other sporting codes. I think we can still turn things around. And then, because 18 months is a long time in politics. But it's almost 18 years. Therefore, I think we must concentrate on some of those issues. Hence, we are meeting as a team for our last meeting for 2012. And I think there will be issues that you may also want to raise yourself as you prepare for 2013 when we talk about our program. And that we should then move on the apologies, if there are any apologies.
Only two apologies here from Honorable McKenzie as well as Honorable Holomisa.
For Honorable Holomisa and McKenzie. Okay. Can we then proceed and deal with our program? If there are no issues that police wanted to propose on our agenda. If we don't forget that we are running parliament way of life. opening, adoption of the agenda, meanings of the previous meeting, adoption of the meanings, matters arising, and you hope for the real issues for the people of that meeting. In Parliament, those things, no one writes them down. Because in the 21st century, they're just written in our mind, and nothing on the table. And then as a result of that, sometimes colleagues can capture some of those areas. And then we should do that. Yes.
I wanted maybe to say something on the apologies and maybe seeking clarity, especially on the standing apology of some of us. Really, I wonder whether is it doing service to the committee just to have the name appearing every time apologies. What does that actually, what impact does that have to maybe the members and especially member of our committee taking away the political affiliation but looking at the member in the committee? That is very good. Standing apology. Standing apology every time. I don't know what you're talking about to you. That's my clarity seeking question, even if we don't get the responses now, but we are actually requesting that maybe the chairperson and the people of the committee look into that and see really what does that give. Because to me, it's rather not appear, because anyone who takes the documents of the committee and finds this standing apology every time, I don't know what does it actually have as an
impact. Well, if it is core, I will answer that question and then leave. I think you have caucused your position already.
No, 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 but I take the point. You see, Chairperson, and I don't agree with the fact that we accept that a member is not here, and then you say it is a standing apology, without him apologizing even. Because he didn't apologize, he didn't send a letter. We say just that because of his absence, he has a standing apology. And therefore, you know, we have records of Parliament, parliamentary attendance, the attendance of committees. It impacts on our system, Chairperson. And in fact, in our party, it impacts on your performance in Parliament. It impacts on the performance of this committee, Chairperson. And that is really the point that I want to support. That, you know, in fact, I would write a letter to the UDM, asking them really to send somebody here who can make a contribution, because that is what it's all about, Chairperson, making a contribution. Not to being negative, but just, I was just thinking, you know, for quite a long time to this standing apology. If I'm not here, then there's no standing apology for Donald Lee, Chairperson. I must apologize. Because I always apologize, Chairperson, if I'm not here.
Chair, this is a difficult one. Because to me, the ANC can deal with ANC members. We can't deal with members of other parties. Those parties must deal with their members. I can accept the issue of writing a letter, but it can just end there. And if they don't respond, there's nothing which you can do. So, and you must also understand that some of these parties, they are very thin. There are parties which have one member. For instance, let me cite an example. The Freedom Front never attended this meeting. But when there are issues coming up about rugby, affecting the Pumas, then you see that lawyer no more yet. He will try to defend that one. And also in the House, people will stand up, speak about committees which they've never attended. But as I'm saying that, it's only those political parties who can deal with their members. There's nothing which we can do. And ANC wants to take it up, and then Chief Whip, and then to the SD. And that's where it ends. So I understand the lack of coverage, but also you must also understand that there's very limited things we
respond. Yeah. No, no, the fact of the matter is, Chairperson, I understand where the Honourable Dikachu is coming from, and I agree with him. But what I don't agree with is the fact that there is a standing apology, Chairperson. That is my point. I think every time a person is not here, he must either tender his apology or is absent without apology, Chairperson. You see, like Coke now, like Mr. McKenzie. He tendered his apology. He says, sorry, I can't be here. You understand? Yes, that I understand. But not the fact that, you know, we can be away from here and walks in here and then there's an apology for him and a standing apology for it. At the end, it will be a standing ovation for it, Chairperson.
Chairperson, I would like to share the sentiments shared by Honorable Dikachu, because I think, again, if you look at Honorable Holomisa, he's also the leader of that party. So it's not only about this committee or that committee. There are numbers also, like Mr. Dikachu has said, are very thin. And besides from that, even in Parliament, he's not a regular member because of the very fact that maybe there are other matters pertaining to his party. Yes.
Okay. No, Prince, we will trade with him tonight. Whenever he's available, I think we'll come in. I think he likes sport.
He likes sport.
But he can't overstretch himself more than I think what he's doing. But we'll raise with him. That he must visit once a month, come and visit us.
Yeah.
Because he'll be visiting us, because he wouldn't do any contribution on that. He was not in part of the meeting. But I think we're going to raise that. No, we tell thank you for this for that.
If we go straight to the program, members, the program has been distributed to you for 2013 first term. The program has already been submitted to the Speaker's office through the House Chair for its consideration. But I must just state that when I drafted the program together with the Secretariat, myself, Nomeba, and the researcher. So it is a program that we have drafted. It's a draft program which still needs to be adopted and approved by the committee. But these line items that are there, members, were line items in two or three previous meetings that we held. Members raised items that they would like to see in the program. So the program is in entirety. Captures the views of members there. So I'll just go straight into the program. The 29th of January, it shouldn't be consideration of the annual program because we are considering now, but rather it should be a review, I think, of the things, because next day could come up with the ruling party has a January 8th statement, and we could be influenced by certain developments in 2013. So it should be a review. And the minutes that we have of Love Life, we do have a set of minutes from the African Nations Cup that are just distributed now. We're going to consider it. And then the second item there would be in February, it's an oversight visit to the Northern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. That would be the second leg, members. As you would recall, we went on an oversight in the Eastern Cape, Gauteng, and KZN. Yes, KZN. I don't know. Chair, should I go through it and then members?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the second one would be the presentation by SUMI in South Africa, but just prior to the meeting, we had a discussion where Mr. Lee was the first one to arrive, so he reminded me that we spoke about rowing SA as well, so I would suggest maybe I can put, because those are water-based spot. So in one day we deal with them. Swimming and rowing.
Yeah.
And then on the 19th of February, we'll have the Netball South Africa. There is, as the minister alluded the other time, that there's the Netball League, the new Netball League, and there are also challenges regarding transformation in netball in terms of demographics that I've seen the weekend papers. There are challenges there in terms of representativity of the players as well as coaching and administration in netball. So I thought it should be there. On the 26th of February, Hockey South Africa, it's the development and transformation plan. Members can also suggest here, maybe we can include something so that there are two. On the 5th of March, it will be a briefing by SA Rugby Union. SARU had their transformation in Durban, so I thought it was appropriate for us to put it here and also to call the Southern King, because there has been an outcry in the mass media that the Southern Kings, in fact, they were included in the franchise as part of a transformation drive. Yet, what you see on the field of play, it's not reflecting the demographics of the country. So we would have the South African Rugby Union as well as the management of the Southern Kings coming to the committee. On the 12th of March, we'll have the Basketball South Africa. We have never had basketball in a long time, and there is a need that the minister has assisted them in establishing, so we'd like to hear from them. The second page there, it's the 19th of March. It would be the South African Market Association. Chair and honorable members, here I was speaking to my colleague, my leader in the ministry, Siyazi, that day. There is a discussion document on alcohol advertising in sports. In fact, the Minister of Health has issued a discussion document on the effects of alcohol in our society, and it has a ripple effect on sponsorship in sport particular. So there is that debate taking place, and I thought we should also be part of it and include it here. I don't have any stakeholders in mind as such, but I was talking to Siyazi and he said he would assist me in taking. But my belief is that maybe this would be a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Health, as well as other affected stakeholders, trading industry clubs, because there could be legislation coming up from the Ministry of Health in regard to this. The last one would be the 26th of March. The Drug Free Institute was supposed to give us their annual report, but they couldn't make it because of prior commitments. So I put them there. And the other thing, lastly, Chair, that we should be mindful of, March usually it's a month of budget votes. Mm-hmm. So we put, although there is a date that is issued by Leader of Government Business, but we do consider votes only after they have been tabled through the HEC. So that is why I did not do that. But we should keep that in mind. After the budget speech, in the budget speech, it's somewhere in February, mid-February, then it will be different budget votes of departments. Which I think that's the answer. Thanks.
Okay, that is a proposal. and early agreed for that we will have a yearly program. What we want to do for a whole year 2013, bearing in mind that the likelihood for election work to start, if it's not already started, is very high next year. Therefore, we must have a program that colleagues will be able to see where their parties deployed and that there's no formal meeting in this time. It's important, generally, not to work on the monthly, two-month basis. We have a whole year programs. We adapt it to suit the political imperatives. So there will always be political imperatives, I guess, in every twist and turn. And therefore, we should do that. But we must have a full program for next year, like we did this year and last year. It's very easy for us then to manage our affairs, that everyone knows. And then your members, anyway, they are attending their meetings in large numbers precisely because they know exactly this date. I can set aside for political work this date is the committee work. It's very good that we should do that. And by January next year, we should adopt that one when we meet somewhere in January. I think we should do that. Of course, this one is just for 3 months, really. January, February, March. And then from there, again, looking at our previous program for the new program, I think we can design a very comprehensive program. But there will always be important days for Parliament. Budget is a very important day in Parliament. No program that can't capture that. You also have the opening address by the President is an important day. No program can fail to capture that. And therefore, if you capture these, then just be easy for colleagues to have something that they can make out. But let us concentrate on this one then, on the January to March. Honorable Dube.
Chairperson, thanks, and good morning again, everybody. I'm not too sure whether I'm too worried about the oversight this is to the four provinces. To me, it's like we want to cover all the provinces, but maybe not cover the whole province by itself. So the logistics are two provinces, Limpopo and Mpumalanga, on the same side, and maybe Free State and Northern Cape are also on the same side. The question I want to ask is, these areas are too rural, and we know that they have different districts. Are we going to visit one sporting facility per day and move to another province, or we are going to concentrate on the province, do justice to it, even if we see 3 to 4, but can we really do 4 at a time? That's my concern. Maybe we'll take it one by one, then I'll come back again on the other points. Thanks. Just a clarity as to how do you think we are going to do it.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the first question is covered by Comrade Dube on the stretch of Limpopo and also the stretch of Northern Cape and Free State. So, because I think that they are vast. So I think she has covered me. But Chairperson, what I am actually raising my hand to contribute, it's on the presentation that we are going to receive on the 12th February, the presentation that we are going to receive on the 12th March, and the two, which is saying to me, Chairperson, we are doing oversight on sport and recreation. I think we have two categories in our sportsmen and women, the Paralympics as well as the able ones. And I would love, Chairperson, to say maybe if we can start and say when they do come and present on the 12th, we also invite the both of our sports women and then the sportsmen and women, so that at the end we take the broader departments of us, what is it, function on sports, so that maybe when we do the review of our program in January, I don't know, we can also think on that, say we can task our secretariat to also look at that, to say, when we do that, is it not possible that when we do our work, like you mentioned in your remarks, that it might be our next year would be marking the term of us in office in this committee. So I wanted us, Chairperson, to leave a mark to say whatever Sports and Recreation Sports Portfolio Committee is doing on oversight, it includes that. On your leadership, we leave a legacy. Like, I always hear, Babu Kompela was here, when Babu Kompela was here, we also want your legacy on saying he brought both the para and the able one together and do oversight.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on the issue of oversight, you know, to me, it's a worry to go and pick up irregularities and then it ends there. To me, it's a waste of money and a waste of everything. What we picked up in the last oversight, more especially in the Eastern Cape, is very worrying. But what are we doing with that report? We will be going to these other ones and we pick up the same thing. We just haven't received it for adoption and what have you. For instance, over the weekend, Chair, I went to my constituency. There I picked up that the previous executive of the SWT, they were given money by lotto. I've got a document, I just forgot in my car. And that the president, whoever, he withdrawn money from that account and he put it in another account, and that thing has been picked up by the legal people of lotto. So to me, to come across such things and nothing happens, there's no consequences, it's a problem. We can just then call it a day. Then on the issue of this thing, which Corey has highlighted on the 19th of March, that thing is very worrying to me. And if we are not going to be proactive in that thing, a sport is going to suffer. We need to engage social development. We need to engage health on that thing. We need to engage civic industry. And to me, honorable members, you ban that advertising. For instance, let me find the issue of when tobacco was spent. We promised money that government is going to put in money. Nothing has happened up to today. There were activities which were sponsored by tobacco. You had the person in head is cricket. You had the Rossman's Cup. You had the downhill. Now, you see, our sports people are crying about money. And when Lotto was initiated by the late Steve, it was supposed to assist sport. But subsequent to that, all other things fall into place. Don't blame that. And to me, cricket is in London. That is SAD. Rugby has just come abroad, from abroad. That is SAD. You take that away, there is nothing. So this is a very serious thing, comrades, or honorable members, let me not say comrades, so that we must be really proactive in this thing. We must not wait for the 11th hour, and then we want to wake up. Thank you, Chair.
Start with the Bihara's point, the Honorable Bihachi's point, the Honorable Bihara's point. I think, and the idea was that we have a joint meeting. I think we as the committee must have a meeting first. We must have a sort of a position on the matter first. Ons moet onder mekaar moet ons eensstemmigheid kry, chairs, in here, so that when we go out here, it mustn't be different voices. That is my appeal about that, Chairperson. And I will agree.
If you take that out of sport, you are going to kill sport. I'm telling you, it's all about money. It's all a, and Chairperson, if you think you'll ban the to advertise alcohol, well, Cora, stop drinking. No, that's the point, Chairperson. The point is, Chairperson, it won't influence anybody. If you ban it, if you ban something, Chairperson, you market that lekkerder. And people will use it more and then abuse it more. That's life, Chairperson. Chairperson, there are a few other points. You see, if we consider next year's agenda or program, then we must at least look back at this year's agenda. You understand? What have we resolved over this year and we haven't completed, Chairperson? Perhaps we took a few resolutions. We promised a few things, perhaps. How far are we with those one or two things, Chairperson? Just look back at one or two things that comes to my head, and then ask myself, how far are we with this about this year's agenda? Okay, then I'm glad that rowing is included, Chairperson. I just want to pose a question about the EP Kings and SAR. I believe we must call them separately. You see, if everybody is here in one little demos, then you don't really tackle the big issue. You don't tackle the elephant in the room, Chairperson, because this big elephant is hiding somewhere amongst other elephants, Chairperson. Understand? They could be called on the same day, but the EV Kings must be a separate issue. It mustn't be discussed at one meeting, Chairperson. I know how they operate, and we know how they operate, Chairperson. We must separate them, and we must, all of us must attack this one big elephant, Chairperson, in the room. Then, do we have, when it comes to legislation, it is about this nicotine and alcohol, Chairperson. Do we have an idea when this legislation will be introduced, Chairperson? Because we must know timelessly for us to prepare properly for this, Chairperson. We know that it is in the pipeline. I think somebody mentioned it here. But we must know when that is, Chairperson. Chairperson, that in short is my contribution.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Chair, mine is just to find out when will we be doing Western Cape and Northwest?
I will be very brief. I note that we're going on oversight from the 3rd to the 8th. That's during the time of the AFCON. Will it be conducive for us to be doing that then? And then I wanted to emphasize the point of the SARU and EP Kings thing, to emphasize that we separate, but my emphasis, Chair, was on our starting time. I've noticed we start at 10, our meetings, and we have very little time to interact with those doing presentations. I know the department was here, the DG went on for a good hour, or just over, and by the time we were engaging, the time was up. So if we can look at, you know, the time allocation we are putting to our interactions with whoever is coming, and see if we are doing any justice to that one. Thank you, Chair.
On that, I think one other thing that we need to guard against is, I mean, these people, when they come to meet with us, they will also make sure that they steal a lot of time, you know, in presenting, to avoid questions, you see. So we also need to allocate, you know, time to them, that when you present, you must present either for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, you know, you must have time that is allocated to them, because they can go on and on and on, and the next thing is lunchtime and Parliament will start.
Oh, thank you very much, Chair. I want to add on the proposal that was made by Honorable Lee in saying that we, in doing the program for next year, we must also review our this year's program, because one of the things that you have agreed and you have adopted this year is the issue of meeting the PSL with regard to the development plans, and secondly, the sports trust. I think since we met them that other year, I think in 2009, so this year we agreed that we will meet them just to check the programs that they are doing and the new mandate that is given to them. And what is the other issue? Yeah, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing, Chair, I'm sorry I had to go out there. What the... Please, Dylan, don't do this, Alexis, in your business. The other thing, Chair, I think what the Secretary should do, you know, things which need a follow-up, they must be highlighted. So that when we come to the next meeting, we can make sure that we do those follow-ups. As I said, just to say things as Honorable Seconds has said, that we said this is like the match. There is nothing which reminds us that we have to do that one. So it will be proper within the minutes and just highlight the key issues. These are things which need to be followed up. Thank you. I know if you say they do that, I don't know where they forgot it.
Just I think like
now we'll be doing oversight on Northern Cape, Free State, Limpopo and Mpumalanga. We need to identify the issues that need to be followed up also in these areas, and are also new developments, you know, and separate the two.
Thanks, Chair. On this issue of follow-ups, we had Netball South Africa here recently, and they put on the table a lot of concerns and problems. They'll be coming in again in February now on the league program and so on, to probably put on more problems on the table and other challenges. And maybe if we can work around, you know, responsive mechanisms of assistance. I know that the Chair emphasized in that meeting that we must exercise the role of oversight and not be very interventionist. But at the same time, I don't think it does us service and effectiveness if we are constantly receiving the problems and not responding to the challenges. So at least we seem to be doing something in responding to what their concerns are, even if they are not here.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we need also, Chairperson, as we do the oversight function to the department on the implementation and their expenditure patterns on their programs, I think it will be important maybe on the 29th of January to review also our own expenditure pattern on our allocated portfolio committee, so that we lead by example to say, if Parliament allocates us, let's say, 8 rand, it's an example, do we leave by the 8 rand? Can we say, because I remember we requested the AG to come and brief us, can we be the example as the Sports and Recreation Portfolio Committee to say, the allocated fund, we have actually use it fruitfully. We can actually say, you just look at our program, how we utilize our money, and it is for the good cause, because whatever reports that you are giving, whatever work that was given, it's a qualitative work, just not just like using the resources just for the sake of saying we are doing some work. I think that would be very key. I think we talked to Rugby, was it Rugby, Boxing South Africa, on their utilization. Yes. So, but we need also to sort of look at ourselves, or review ourselves, and see how far do we actually fare. Thank you.
Okay, no, according to, I think they are very important. And I think the problem should capture this. One area that, depending on availability of money, you know that committees of parliament, they go for their retreat. They go for their annual retreat when they have enough time to plan their program, to review the program. In fact, many committees already, they do have their schedules of meetings to do that. We have not convened ourselves. It may not be necessary. But I think the point that is raised that we shouldn't just go because you want to go. We should be informed by the agenda, what is our agenda. And if we can do that within an hour, we should do that in this meeting. How do you want to plan for? If, of course, there's a bigger problem that you want to do, then there will always be a retreat of committees of parliament. I think with the FUTA, as you call them, we should look at it if it's necessary for us to do so. I think the main committee must look at this matter for it to take a decision on it. I think the starting time, maybe we should agree that when we are visiting people, there's no harm starting at 9. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why in fact is starting at 10 is to allow members to be here a little bit relaxed between 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. But I guess that if we are inviting guests, I think we can start at 9, etc. There's no harm really starting at 9. And then it shouldn't be a problem for us to start at 9. And of course, as meeting as a committee, we can meet also at 9. We can also meet at 10 as a committee, it's fine. But when you have got invited guests, generally we should start at 9. I don't think that would kill us, really. Because they're not sharing this venue, because after 1, people are standing at the door, they want to come in, it's difficult. We are forced to stop the meeting, even if you wanted to continue. Because people are already at the door, they want to come in. I think starting at 9, if you invite people. Of course, the team that we invite, Growing South Africa, is a small association, really. Starting at 10, 1 kilometer. But I guess that we should start at 9, our meeting. Far easy to do that, because then we'll have enough time in Abu Dhabi to raise the issues, to engage with people who are presenting reports to us. And then, of course, you know very well that all over, this is a general point that members, department, everyone says that members of parliament don't read documentation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they ask a question when the answer is already there. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes this is a general perception by all departments, by those who come to many committees to say that members sometimes they consume much of our time posing questions that are covered already in terms of their presentation and other things. I think we need enough time to engage them on real issues of transformation and development and promotion of sport. I think on us, I think there's a real critical issue that must raise with them. I think starting at 9, if members think that 9 would be suitable, I think we should do so. And I think there's no principal objection to this starting at 9. I think we should do so. Of course, we can start at 10 if members feel at a certain point in time. I think we are resolving general that we will start our meeting at 9. And then the board will notify members starting at 9. Again, the board will always say that the venue should be almost a stable venue. Even if we are lost, at least we must be lost near to the venue. Mm-hmm. Then to go to Good Hope and everywhere. And then I think we try to organize meetings between these venues because we are used to them. It's easy for us then to know that where we are meeting. I think we are going to do that. And then, of course, there's an improvement in terms of communication. And in general, I think there's a lot of communication. And then I think colleagues are raising the issue that is correct. That will be difficult for EP King to sit and Faru sit. And sometimes Faru is very overpowered. Because it's a very delicious reporting association. Some is very rich, and then, but also they know their story. They tend to be very dominant. If you give these other people, they will never really raise critical issues when Faru is there. Anyway, also they need to survive because of Faru. Therefore, they may not raise what is the father has to say. For one day, Faru brief us, and then Faru goes, and the EC King comes in and gives us everything. I think we should do that. I think we still realize that we should try to do that. And surely we must meet with sports fans. And maybe we can even have a real discussion with them. I'm not sure what they are doing anyway, but they are there, but they are not assisting us really, to do the question on sport. And I think we agree then that we are going to meet ourselves to plan for the bill that we may handle from the Minister of Health. I think Mr. Lee and Honorable Cora, you are raising an issue that maybe ourselves we should sit down, just then have a real briefing, what are the issues as a committee, General Osman, and then have a discussion on that, because I think what Collins are saying is correct. And then if we ban it, general, no one will come and fund sports. And in fact, many clubs would collapse completely. I don't think the movement would ever take a decision that collapse form. Therefore, ourselves, I think we should really be well prepared to argue our point. I think Mr. Lee's point that you are raising, that we must organize ourselves, have some briefing. There's always no harm anyway to invite other aspects who are not members of parliament. I think police people do have a serious aspect in general. There are many people who are dealing with sports. We are not necessarily completed. And in a very objective view about this matter, I think we should invite them to come and brief us as a whole. In order for us, when we meet with other committees, we are well informed about that. And then, because I think the health issue, of course, they will look at the minor issues of health. They wouldn't look beyond that. And ourselves, I think we are looking beyond that. I think we should have a discussion. So there will be no principality that would oppose that. Of course, liquor sometimes may cause a lot of problems.
I don't want to jump in the rank, but we know of people who are in churches who are doing it worse than those who are drunk. Those who are drunk, you can say they are not sober, their mind is not correct. But we have this one who are very sober and very important to the community, but they do. So it's not just those who are drunk. I'm contesting alcohol, by the way.
No.
It's not everybody who drinks who's that.
We'll work out. We need experts to come and bring the committee. I think colleagues, really, any one of you, if there's a professor somewhere, anywhere in the world, who may come and take us through. But it's always good for people to give us what is their practical experience. And there were some of these issues and then empirical evidence. Because when we meet with this committee, we should be able to convince them that, you know, it's not the right time. But I think at the principal level, it can't be right anyway to ban advertisement on alcohol issues when we've got no alternative source of income. Generally, there's no issue about that, but I think we have to engage on that. I think they are raising a point. And the PFL one, I think, is like we are raising it. I think we should be capturing it there. Just to ensure that also we meet with PFL. Of course, next year after AFCON, we have to meet with the leadership of AFCON to give us a report. And Mr. Lee, you know very well what is happening in AFCON. And then I think we'll try to develop an overall program for a year. But that whole program, really, they will change here and there, because next year will be a demanding year for small political parties, because they may request their members to go into somewhere. Therefore, we'll try to be very flexible, but we have a very complete problem on that. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to take you back to sponsorships again. You see, the expert is not normally a professor. The expert is the CEO of SABC. That person will come and tell you, if we don't get money, then we won't survive, Chairperson. You understand? And he will give you numbers. He will tell you how much they get from sponsorships to, so it is TV, it is radio, it's not only sport, it's like Chairperson. At the end of the day, you won't even see sport if you ban these things. In other words, the experts are the people that's really involved in sport, Chairperson. Thanks, Chairperson.
No, the point is well made. The point is well made.
Chairperson, it's so unfortunate because I belong to the two committees. My plea is, export, let's not delay this matter. To me, it needs an agent's attention because health is dealing with it their way. And for us to say we'll get them on the way, the bill or the act might be, you know, processed or passed. As soon as January, February, if it might be possible for us to get the two ministers briefing the two committees, and we should agree before it's been thrown out of proportion, because it might change the way we think and be portrayed the other way around. So the sooner the better.
Chair, my concern is to try and do away with other things without bringing in alternatives, you see, because if we believe that alcohol destroys, because you look, yes, it destroys other people's health, but financially it helps. But then if we push it out, what are we going to replace it with? That's my concern.
Point of order. Chairperson, I think the matter before us is actually saying we need to have some time, the briefing, so that we can all get into the debate. I think the introduction by the Whip, Honorable Nkashu, is just saying, let's have it on a fast call so that when the briefing comes, because now, since you don't get a good man, you even want to spend while you check this
book. No, from a good reason, you remember the parliament. Then, leave them. Because they are raising issues anyway that are very important, that affect all of us. And then, but they are raising a point though that we have to do our state well. We have to arm ourselves and empower ourselves. When we go to these meetings, we mustn't go to those meetings and we say nothing, you know. And then these people are dealing with health issues, they will have the social development people, they are well prepared, they come in, they simply overwhelm us completely if you are not prepared. I think the point that comrades are raising there is just to emphasize again the point. Just you must be well prepared when we meet with them, we should be able to raise and the sensible issues with them, and then see what you want to do. Surely, that's why there's an advert anyway, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Because liquor also can cause some problems. I don't think anyone of us says the car. We agree on that. And then we have to tackle it in a principled way as we meet with them and see what we can do. But I don't think there will be anyone unbusiness to simply wake up tomorrow morning, pass the floor, and say, get rid of this, but there's no man that is coming. Because sport will come to a standstill the next day. I don't think anyone would want to do that today in school system. But we must engage them as much to message. By next year, of course, the whip of the committee, you must facilitate that with your other whip. By next year, formal meeting of committees, joint committees to sit and have discussion with them. And then social development, for social development and health. And later we have to meet with trading industry separately to have a discussion. We're trading that to support our view on this matter generally. Because I think they're taking that view. And I think that's what we should do for this year. And I think we should really, because without all this alcohol thing, I think Pulvermiam, the Scotch whiskey, I don't think we can survive in terms of sport. Matubu, right, Nalokundis. No, I think that's what we are trying to do for this in terms of sport. And then I think Uko Pori will capture the issue in terms of our 3 months program. And then we'll capture also the issue that then we'll design an overall program. But also, colleagues, you are raising an issue about oversight function. because of course Northern Cape, Precinct, Limpopo, Malana, they are very bad generally. And then I think we should be informed by where the major problems. Should we are starting point, where are the major problems around sport? You know that sport generates facilities every rural part of our country, they're not there. Even the legacy that is there is too minute. Even the World Cup one, of course, stadium is not there, we appreciate that and other things. But in terms of the legacy one, in many rural parts of our country, they're too remote, really. So you can't expect people in rural areas to travel almost 200 kilometers just to have access to a sporting facility. I don't think that's the right. I think we should concentrate on those areas. I think the signature of the management board must work out some of these issues, design them in such a way that when we go to a province, it's not just put the nickel and just seems to need it, but it's really a very comprehensive way of looking at some of it. Far better not to finish the country that you do have jobs generally. And then visitors, that's passing on it. People won't be interested in the visitors. I think we should identify where crises are. Generally, the population of Northern Cape is very small, but the area is too vast. And if you go to, you will need not less than 3 days to be in the Northern Cape, because you really need to drive long distances. We have to work out some of it, because otherwise we land in Kimberley and take a flight again out of Kimberley. I'm not sure what you want to do, but I think we should plan ourselves very well and see when we can invest a lot of impact. I'm not sure that there's any soccer club in Kimberley at the point. I think there must be Starbucks club there, and they're not doing well. But I think we should wake up in such a way that we do that. I think our problem then is not that. Of course, everything again is dependent on the availability of money. And then if money is available, I think we can do this thing. Because there'll be no harm to split the committee into two. Other part of the committee goes to this province, other part goes to the province. It happens with all committees, really. There's always no harm for us to do that. It's just to ensure that we cover a whole area, come back, and then write a very comprehensive report. And then, but generally, we will know very well what are the problems about sport. And then I guess that's what we should take. What are the problems about sport? And then I think we can work out on that. I think colleagues are saying that we must rework on it. And then accordingly, deal with these areas of oversight function. If there are other areas, associations that are not, you know, sports codes that are not covered, so there may be some of them in this game and we have never met with the school. I'm not sure that they are existing. Where they exist, I'm not sure. And then I guess that there will be indigenous people somewhere, games that are important in the future. And then if there is a national association of those games, I think we should call them to have a meeting. But let us look at, do some research on it. Sia. There's one, Indigenous Games Association.
Yes. So maybe, I think we will resolve the issue once we identify, exactly identify, when we are going to a certain place, what we want to see. So we will be able, for instance, maybe, let's say, take up a strategic document of the department and say, in this area, we want to see school sports. So then you define your program, your vision, based on the issues that you would want. If it's the, you want to see hubs, sporting hubs, you know, so you have a clear definition. So the issue of it either a day or two, to me, it's either not here nor there, if you're able to define exactly what you want to achieve, to want to see on the day. Thanks.
Okay, then that's fine, yeah. For you, Tim, from your experience. Okay. Second.
Oh, just for information, that's a race by Shengwa, Honorable Shengwa. AFCON is starting on the 19th of January, and it will end on the 10th of February.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very important, game.
Vis-à-vis our oversight.
We may, of course, also time them.
Why does it be thought that you are not there?
Ask, ask, ask.
Yeah, sure.
ukukhumbula uSindani anshona isikhulu ibashumoni and Sindani ne
Sindani oh intinsuthu IP okay, Colette, I think you are true or not? Nongonyane? Okay, Nongonyane. Page 2, Colette. go for the issue that Mr. Lee?
I was mandated, I went to these occasions. I mean, went to Port Elizabeth. And there I knew Chairperson, if I come there as Donald Lee, they, I'll be seen perhaps as Donald Lee, just as a person, member of Parliament, Donald Lee as a DA member or whatever. It's for that reason that I informed them that I'm coming there because I was mandated by this committee. Because in that way, Chairperson, they wouldn't be lying to Donald Lee, Donald Lee, but they'd be lying sort of to Parliament, if somebody should be lying, Chairperson. And there, because I wanted to know from them, because it was reported to us that they were upgrading the Zwidi Stadium, and that was the real question. We wanted to know. Nobody reported to us when we were down there about the upgrading of the Zwidi Stadium. And then the official told me, no, ma'am, we are not upgrading the Zwidi Stadium. There are four, because the Zwidi Stadium was going to be a practice venue. I was told that they have four practice venues, really. Three municipal ones, and one private one, the Nelson Mandela University. And then he also said, he told me, I said, and now, what about, why didn't you report to us about the upgrading when we were down here? He said, because, Mr. Lee, we are not upgrading. We don't have money to upgrade. We are just maintaining the facilities. So I told him, listen, but it was reported this morning in Parliament that you are upgrading the Zwidi Stadium specifically. We were talking about Zwidi Stadium. Again, he said, no, we are not upgrading anything. And he then said, we don't have the money. We don't have money for that. So I said, listen, then I must go and report back, because I must go and report back. And dear Chairperson, you have the report. In short. Now, last week and Thursday or Friday, there was a big article in the paper front page about the fact. And what scares me, Chairperson, it scares me that it seems as we are not ready in Nelson Mandela Bay for this AFCON Cup. And the question is, and I asked Mr. Mbebe when he was here, when are you going to the Eastern Cape? And he said, this coming Friday. And my question then is, if he did go to the Eastern Cape, and did they go to the other venues? Because, you know, by the time he reported to us, he should have been around to all the venues. Really, he should have been around. So I am just, I don't want us to be embarrassed here, person. If I say ask this country to be embarrassed, that we are not ready. You understand? And therefore, what we are going to do, I don't know, Chairperson, but if I could recommend something, you must give Mr. Mbebe a call just to find out exactly where, how far are we and how ready we are. And ask him to submit to us a written report as soon as possible.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think we appreciate the commitment of the Honourable Member. And I think I will speak basing our responses or our reports to the department, especially that CIA is here. When we were talking, our visit, and we had some other areas which we felt they are not taken care of. And also the, some kind of the circus, because to me that was a circus that we've seen in that metro, where one does not know what is happening, I'm mandated to do this. And now, what the Honourable Member Chairperson is bringing back to us, it's another circus, which we just take by word of mouth, and then when people go there, we are embarrassed as a country because we've been taken as having hosted in 2010 in an excellent manner. So we need Chairperson to request or mandate the Chairperson work closely with the department and with the letter to Mr. Mbebe to me, it's just to say that
it's not what he told us. But mandate the chairperson to work closely with the department so that by the time, because we no longer have time, we can get the time the chairperson is actually given the report and the honorable member, because he stays there, he can go there so that they can see that we are really doing the monitoring. We don't want to find ourselves having to have only Eastern Cape not doing the service for the whole country and then spoil the whole AFCON. Thank you.
Yes, sir, I think this is a wake-up call for this committee. And we should not only focus on PE. Let us look what's happening in all other venues. I think members who are staying in those areas, let us mandate them to interact and be our eyes and ears so that we can be informed. If members need to phone the chair to say that, chair, this is what's happening. Can you push this one and what? So that, I mean, even the department, the director general of the department, they must be hands-on on these things. And because time is really against us. And we are going to a festive season where everything comes to a standstill. So the plea is, let us look where these meetings are taking place. Mosi must look at what's happening at the realm of a king and what have you, and interact with the chair, because we might think this is only with Metro. God, it's happening all over the show. Thanks, sir.
Okay, colleagues. I think we should do that as members as we move from Cape Town to our provinces. Let us visit this area. Should be 4 months sometimes. Tell them I'm coming on behalf of the committee. The state of readiness of this area. Because I think even Mbuzo Mebo was saying something really convincing, because when they give you reports, what are reports are super reports. But when you go there, you realize, you know, there's something wrong in another decision. And I think we should do so. Most of my beat down there, but visit them from time to time there, encourage them to work. And then those are in job there. and then we can do that.
The Honourable Dikachu spoke about a wake-up call. The other wake-up call, Chairperson, which we experienced when we played here now, not so long ago, is Zambia. Who played here the last?
Zambia.
When the bus was stolen and that player was in the chairperson. And those were two kids. I know children are naughty, you understand? But at the end of the day, it's an embarrassment for a country chairperson. And there, when that happened, I thought of the guy who's in charge of the security of all the teams. That should also serve as a wake-up call, Chairperson.
I think it was like in their own kids, really, I think, throwing stones. But they ended up really injuring the colleague of the Zambian team. Yeah. And I think it was sad. Honorable Musa.
I was covered by Honorable Dikachu when he said that it's a wake-up call. Because I really feel that Chairperson, as a committee, we abdicated our responsibility, you know, as people who should do oversight. We should have visited all those provinces which are the host, and we did not do that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of dereliction of duty, I think,
which
is.
You don't have money. Don't forget that the money for the budget of the community has never lost that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they are still waiting to be given some money. Even the problem that you are talking, if money doesn't come. Of course, they are owing the sport for many years and years of our money. But of course, we can't get it now. And in fact, in our discussion with those who are responsible, they were raising some money, but there's no money generally. and they will give us something to survive, but it won't be enough for us to do the work that we wanted to do until our kind of the new financial year. And we mean that we must plan our financial year correctly and then present a budget. Well, they've been underfunding us anyway for some time. And then we have also donated a lot of money that we didn't spend. We thought that we are banking, but I think the money was utilized, then they must bring us back also some money. We don't have resources at the moment. I think that's what it was for. Yes.
Thanks, Chair. I feel, Chairperson, we need to sort of, when we do this oversight function, do it a bit formal, in a sense that we write letters to the hosting cities or metros that members of the portfolio committee will be visiting the local organizing committee to be taken through the facilities or whatever. And I think we can as well as look at what Sia said, that what is it that we want to see. So that from our committee, we can actually say what is it that we want to look for. Just say this and this and this and this. So that when we go there formally, we have something, and we can even tell them that when they come there, this is what we want them to oversee, this and this and this. So when you go there, you are taken, even if for the what is it, the site visit, it's actually formalized that you want to see this and this and this. So that when we give the chairperson the report, the report that is a sort of detailed report and formal report to say, when we say things are fine, we mean it. Because when we just visit as it is, you are just seen as, okay, she does not have some work, but Vanille Parliament, we know. So, but we need to sort of put it a bit formal, make them aware that we are coming, this is what we want to be looking at, be specific in our communique. I think she has something that
she does bear in mind, though, that I've not witnessed a single committee department who can't convince you in presentation. Every meeting that you go to, even if it is in the boardroom, you'll be convinced. And then that's why sometimes there's what is called surprise. And then Mr. Lee goes there, look around, and once he's through with that, and go forward to say, man, this is that your area, these are areas that. And also they're very intelligent, though. They delay you with tea and coffee. When you go, you're already full. You don't have the stamina to and then because that's what is happening in many areas, really. And then that unless we go there sometimes as members, surely. Once we have your name tag, you know, what do you call this thing? Yeah. The security tag? Yeah. And then Mr. Lee one, surely no one can stop you from entering any area you want to enter. But sometimes it's important for us to do surprise business. Surprise business. So, otherwise, really, they will tell you. In fact, we went to another oversight function. That one I will never forget. And I think it was in Limpopo. We called ourselves and we went there, the oversight function, and we went to the boardroom. We really presented with absolutely great ideas. And then saying, no, there's a bridge across the Olifant River. And this bridge was built in this day. And then the map is there. It is a very nice thing. It's really convincing. You can just simply go home after that. And he said, no, let's go and see the bridge. And then the official general, they allow us to go and then they meet us. And then they simply disappear. When you arrive at the place there, there's no bridge. There's one car truck. And completely nothing. But in terms of expenditure, the money is more. But when they were presenting to us, it was really very convincing. But there's no bridge across the Olifant River. And in fact, there's one truck. They were saying that there are trucks there. They simply disappear. You can't get them now. You can't pose any question to anyone. We don't have time. We have to go back because the flight will leave us. That's what they do. And then I think we must work it out systematically. Hopefully all committees of parliament are going to do that. Particularly those who are dealing with tangible delivery of issues outside. When they say that there's a... when you say that somewhere there's a sport academy, you must go there. And then sometimes a surprise visit to the sport academy. You may find people are not really even there, but they will say that there are a lot of people, kids who come there to play, but when you go there, there's not a serious team. In fact, even our surrounding community don't even know that there's a sport academy. And then it's a bigger problem about our civil servants. It's really a bigger problem about our civil servants. It's not just a small issue, it's a big problem. Hence, in Lenin's area, we are facing this problem. It is really a big problem of civil servants. Sometimes they take us for a ride.
Sure.
And then as a result of that, they can tell us many stories, but in truth, there's nothing. Even those organizations that is legacy projects, you go there, you realize this thing can't be 120,000 rand. Even if you didn't calculate anything for this one, can't be. But we don't have information. And you can see this thing now is old already, but was built yesterday. And then you can't be right in general. I think we are not doing things correctly. As a result of that, anyway, I think all of you read the media, I think it's today or yesterday. The credibility of parliament and all other institutions except constitutional court. I think it might be the woman who said in this one. The credibility in general of politics and everything is so low. Anything that people trust now is truly Madonsela.
Yeah.
And then the constitutional court. All other institutions, democratic institutions with no one, in fact even parties, people who trust them are only members of those parties. And then outside those, I think it's a bigger problem for members of parliament to be so low ourselves. I think it's a big problem. Anyway, Kata Asmar and other colleagues who presented some of this report, we don't read them, but they were really saying a lot of things about the state of ourselves. Don't forget that when people simply disrespect institutions, in fact, in Gauteng is a classical example, that people are told that, no, don't buy this land. This man doesn't own this land. It's a state land. It's a state land. And people say, they're mad, this one. They bought it. They went all out. They pumped money. In fact, it's very rare to buy a piece of land on the boot of a car. But they went there. They pumped money there. 6 years down the line, all of them today, they are contagious. Some they invested their money truly. Some were really robbed by criminals. But we can't have a situation where people can't have trust to the organs of their own society. Because once people don't trust us generally, they will never listen to us. They'll never listen to us. I think it really is a very serious thing. If people, because I saw the two limitations that are giving some findings sometimes. But it seems really generous now. The trust is very high to the office there. I think she has really put the office at the highest level. The constitutional court people trust it. I think all other organs, ourselves, notwithstanding our fruits and vegetation, but people outside don't trust us. I think it's a big problem. The members of parliament generally is a big problem because then we can't do anything for a society. And then when you go there, they go for stones and all these things. I think it's a bigger problem that we are facing. I think we must turn things around and ensure that really people trust these members of parliament. And then whoever comes to report to us must know that it's illegal to tell us lies, generally.
Yes.
It should be told lies, that there's a breach when there's no breach. But also there's no consequence for that. I think there's a problem that we are facing. And then unless we deal with this thing, colleagues, I think there's a problem. But it's very annoying that the only two institutions that are trusted by the people, not even Cora is trusted by the people. Human rights is so low, you know. not the two institutions, the constitution and the Tulema Tanta. And then they are going to be overwhelmed by people. Because once people don't trust you, they'll never come to you. They'll go to the structure that they trust. If they trust Tulema Tanta, all of them, they'll start putting their problem to Tulema Tanta. You never have a capacity to do this well. You'll simply jump even from lower courts and go to the constitutional court. Because they trust those structures. Because when there's no trust, generally, there will be no social cohesion to any society. I think the problem is that. I think you must address this seriously. Members of Parliament, I'm saying this thing was the end of the year. The outcome is coming. That people, they must trust us. Otherwise, they will build everywhere possible. And we tell them that we should instruct today, you know, we will waste our time, they trust. And then Mr. Lee tried to convince them in PE, he said, no, Mr. Lee, you don't know what is happening here. And then I think I should do too. I think we should do that for and then of course we agree that we are going to work out some of the issues we have talked at the minute. Of course the one letter I think is one letter really I think is from Mr. Lee, the person that you refer to us, of the sport history heritage. And then she just thanks us already for allowing her to present to us. You know that the department is working with her to try to expedite some of the issues. It's a letter really thanking us for having allowed her to meet with us. But really, that and large number of South African people should trust us. And then must work very hard to be trusted. And then it can't be right, General, that only two institutions are trusted. Don't forget anyway that some of the issue of poverty and another thing, once people see things as intrusive things, they don't trust it. And sometimes they are correct in their judgment, they're not necessarily foolish. They are correct in their judgment. All these researchers that told you must deal with those issues. And what researchers are for, they are not for fruits. Researchers must raise the most income compatible power. And then the petition general has raised really most uncomfortable point about the state of our nation. The petition general raised issues there. Some of them are just fighting them. But the petition general raised a detailed issue. What poor went on? The petition general raised this thing because some of them are not compatible for us. But he raised them. The recession must do so. Must raise the most uncomfortable truth about us. Otherwise, really, they will also drink with us. They must lose alcohol. and then they will then deliver. But that's the point, actually. I really think that members of parliament, you are facing real challenges. And then you must never take it light, the fact that people don't say, when all said and done, there's my parliament that will resolve or facilitate the resolution of my problems. And then we can't be below the in terms of trust of our people. Because we represent them. We are only structure anyway that represents the aspiration of people. If themselves, they say, no, those guys, thank you very much. I think we are having a problem. Then we must address it. And then serious and committees and everywhere must address it. Because failure to do so, we'll be unable to have a very prosperous society. There will be no social cohesion. All the ideas that you were talking about yesterday, Mr. Lee, may not be materialized. And then I think to me it's a really serious problem that we should work. You can't have a trust deficit in a country. And then we should move on that. I think we agree that this is what we'll do, the letter of your session. And then we'll allow colleagues in our last meeting. This is our last meeting.
Yes,
Chair. You want to say something?
Yes, Chair. Maybe you are touching some of our hearts when we talk about how people are judging us this nowadays, or how do they see Parliament. The question that I always ask myself is that do we really enforce our mandate to ourselves, especially to officials? I'm not saying all, but as you just have said that lying to us is just like a daily bread. whilst we know that it's very difficult for us to be briefed by the previous members who belong to committees for that term, we need to grapple ourselves and, you know, reach a stage where you understand. But with our officials, some will tell you, you found me here, you need me here. So don't even bother by making me to account to you. But the question is, don't we have a document that is written in black and white that shows our powers as members of parliament? And when are we going to start to enforce that? Because it's like we are degrading ourselves because we are scared of dealing with issues at all. We are trying to babysit, we are trying to cover up, we are trying to do all these things that shows that we don't trust ourselves. I don't trust myself. Hence, I can't enforce what I'm supposed to do to the next person. So the question that I'm posing to all of us, are we doing justice to our mandate? Are we enforcing the powers that we have? Like when you say lying to the committee, it's an offense. Have we ever told any member that we don't say it? We are just hating. We listen, we go back home. We come, we listen, we go back home. What are we trying to solve? Just to call meetings, tell them what they want to tell us, just talk. We are starting to become a talk show because we will ask questions, we will see problems, but how do we enforce what we are supposed to do? Do we have those powers? Thank you.
I will start off by saying, well, as a new member of this committee, I would like to thank the chair and all the members of the committee and the committee staff for having welcomed me to the committee. I have I've been welcomed in such a manner that it makes it easy for me to work and participate in the activities of the committee. So I would like to convey that gratitude. And the second thing is to say, well, I think we've got our work cut out for us, and I'm confident that if we commit ourselves to working hard and rise above the petty divisions of politics, which will not take us forward. Yes, of course, we are here and from different political parties, and at times we will push political agendas, but at the core of it is that we need to inspire confidence in the people that brought us here. Mm-hmm. And that begins with mutual respect and a common purpose of sorting out the problems of our country. Of course, the other thing is that, well, Parliament has become a talk shop, a ceremonial institution, dealing more often than not with motions on those that have passed on, ceremonial debates, not tackling the issues. And that is obviously, the people see Parliament as nothing more than a talk shop. Maybe this should begin with committees. We need to be actionable in our committees and actually tackle the issues head on and be in a position to inspire confidence in people, restore the confidence of the institution, which some people refer to as the Holy of Holies. And maybe we need to do that. But yet the crux of it, I wanted to convey my gratitude for the warm welcome I've received from the committee. Thank you, Chair.
I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, Chairperson, but let me just think.
You may not be back to this committee.
Oh, no, thanks, Chair. Rest assured,
I'll
be back. No, rest assured, Chair. Myself,
so you want to make sure I'm on this one?
Oh, no, Chair. Yeah. Rest assured, I'll be back next year and in this committee. Yes, definitely. No, thanks very much, Chair. And let me say thanks to all the members whom I've worked with them throughout the year. And in brief, I just share the very same sentiments with the honourable members Kengwa and Honorable Grace, that I think we have to make an impact in the community that we are serving. You know, one simple thing is that sports or sports clubs in our different communities, as they see you on TV that you are serving in Portfolio Committee of Sports and Recreation, they'll ask you a very simple thing, a ball or a gear. Then you'll be saying, you know, you'll be going through, you know, all these kinds of levels, your MECs, your everything, your Department of Sports and Recreation without getting assistance. But I think we still have a long way to go in changing the lives of our communities. But I wish all the members a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I think we must all be responsible, fathers and mothers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, let me just thank you, the chairperson, for having led us, you know, all together, and thank the committee and members of the committee for keeping each other and supporting each other. I think it was a good thing, and I just was made to understand that the chairperson has organized something for us, but you'll verify. Thank you, chairperson.
You know, Chairperson, when you spoke about people lying to you about a breach, do you, as a member of parliament, and perhaps as a chairperson of a committee, how much easier is it to lie to ordinary people? Do you understand? At least you have some authority. Those ordinary people are seen as suckers. You understand? And that is the thing that is worrying me about South Africa. And really, we must make sure that the officials that we appoint must be people that will, at the end of the day, won't be that. And you also said how people sort of treat us with disregard, how, let us say, how lowly they think of us. It's because of our image being brought down and drawn down by officials like that, chairperson. Because of them. Because at the end of the day, the only person will think that, yes, you are so gullible to believe these officials. You understand? So, and if you look at Marikana, if you look at the Dorans, if you look at all these things, chairperson, these are worrying signs to me. And we should really be worried about our country and do things to... Coming back to the person or the organization that I brought here, SASH, that is also the question. They've got the greatest respect for us. They've got the greatest respect for you, Mr. Chairperson. But now they are being, it seems as if they are now again with officials. And that to them is the big thing now. You promise us, you listen to us, you say that that this is such a good thing. But what about those officials? We must sort of lean on these officials, chairperson, really for them to do the right things. Let me end up by saying, chairperson, you know, this is the best, and I've been to all committees in parliament. I've been here since 1994. I've seen it all. 1994, chairperson. Yes, I was here when Madiba, when he opened this parliament. Hopefully I'm a better chairperson. No, I'll redeploy myself, chairperson, in about a year and a half's time. I won't be around anymore. If I'm still alive, then I'm not coming back to this institution. Not because I don't like the institution, not that I see the importance of this institution, but there comes a time in your life that you must call it a day. And I've decided to call that in 1.5 years a day. This is the best committee that I've ever been in. Here we act as a family. A family as friends, but also, we are also in opposition, but there's one thing that we are committed to, and that is to improve the lives of our sports people in this country. That is what we're all committed to. And we can differ here as adults, really, as mature. differ as we disagree agreeably. You understand? While in other comments you hear how they disagreeably. You understand? And therefore, as far as I'm concerned, Chairperson, it was a struggle to get into this committee from my party side because they didn't want me here. And because they saw it as a junior committee. But we made this a senior committee, Chairperson. And I'm really, really happy to be here. Thanks for your leadership. Thanks for the comrades that I have around me. Do you understand? And especially for this man, Chairperson. We've been here for quite some time too, together. And we started at different ends, but I think we've grown together. Thanks for all the assistance, and thanks for sometimes accommodating me, Chairperson. Thank you.
No, Chair, mine is the follow-up of the work which is done. We've mandated Mpumzi to work with the department to look into the issue of Eastern Cape. We were supposed to get those reports, even forensic reports, and we promised things even by the general manager. But nothing has happened. To me, it's a concern. You know, this thing of lying to this committee. The president of SARU had to come back to this committee chair to come and apologize for having misled the committee. And if we pick up these things, we must call them. On this day, you said this and this. And Donald Liu came and said there's nothing of that nature. So that people can see that we are taking this thing seriously. Because people ask us, sir, that what is happening? Where is this transformation? What is your committee doing around these issues? You talk, but you don't make follow-ups on these issues. People do have a respect for this committee, sir. But I think you must just try harder. And the follow-up of this case. Because if there's a record that for one, then people will try to start to respect Parliament. That you don't play with them. They'll eat you up alive. But I must say that the work has been, we must just try to pick up there. And then those few words, Babu Ramdas, you go and enjoy your snakes, please. And everybody have a very good rest so that we come back and we're energized. And myself and Pori will work on this thing of Afghan Nasindane. So that you can go there and wearing your lunch or whether whatever, let me leave there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the rare privilege, because this is a rare privilege. When you allow us to sort of say something, because it becomes a reflection of an individual to the deployment in the committee under a leadership that is bestowed with the power to steer the portfolio committee. I must also, Chairperson, on onset, share my gratitude to your welcome. When I came in February, all of you embraced me, and I came on a very critical a moment where there were budget votes, and then I had to grapple with the understanding of the work. But all of you were open to take me through in matters of sports that I did not know. And thanks also for the serving members who were before me, because all of you were open. And even if I asked questions that you could see that these are what do you call it? Are not questions to be asked because you had already had the information about it. But all of you tolerated me so that I can understand the work of sports and recreation. I must appreciate, Chairperson, on your sterling work, because as a person that has a character of tolerance, you tolerated us with our stupid questions, and you accommodated that there is no stupid question if a person is actually willing to learn. I appreciate that. And I must also say that, Chairperson, I appreciated the support of the committee because they supported us through thick and thin, and even moving to a committee room, we did not know where to, but they were tolerant. Sometimes we'll find ourselves sitting where there's no committee, but they will be the person to phone us to say, this ends, if you don't know, they would actually even take an extra mile to go and fetch you where you are. I think, Chairperson, to me, it has actually become a family, like one colleague said. And I must also say that, Chairperson, we would actually have loved also to see, because I think being taken during the budget vote period up to this closing, I would have loved that maybe we have some sort of quarterly committee report that reflect on our work, how far have we gone, because sometimes we do give recommendations even to the department on things that need to be done, because this quarterly report would actually assist us to say this is what we've done, and it would actually be an assessment sort of an exercise to say, are we doing it right or what? But I think, Chairperson, maybe when we go next year, we'll actually look into it. I think also when we review our program, we'll check on that as well. And also, take also the gratefulness on the research unit, because there were areas, I think when they gave us some information on about boxing, about Banu's that boxer that was not given the opportunity, you could actually see that this is a new name to use, and then when you are given this information, you go and search and search, and then you found your food. So let them keep up with the work. But we will be happy that it's not only given, Chairperson, during our meetings. I think maybe when we are going to have our meeting, we get the research unit report, so that when we go in, they can actually say, just check on this and this, because we can hold the executive accountable if we have these minute areas where we need to actually buy it, because sometimes they say asina mazinyo. But if they have, because they do have the information, circulate it to us so that we can read. When they come in here, we read. Like I had one of the colleagues saying that Fatima Sifunda, the chairperson's remark say we ask things which are already in the report. So I think we need to turn maybe the title around to say, let them fill us with these questions that we are going to give to them, because we are actually prepared on that. And the last thing, Chairperson, which I needed maybe to point at, I think we as a family, some of us lose our family members. I would appreciate, Chairperson, that maybe from our side, not awaiting the our chief whip's officers to send condolences, maybe if one of us is fallen with this sadness, we take it from your chest, send the condolence to the colleague, because when you are home and you don't hear anything, and such as some of us, the names are the same, we will think, is this the one? No, I don't know. But when it comes from your committee, then it gives the member some sort of comfort. And also, if one is not well, from our committee, there is something to say, send to the member, get well soon. I think that one also uplifts our spirit. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Robert.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank all my colleagues here for being the kind of team members that they are, and the support staff. Just to say to them, thank you very much, you know, for all of us being members of this big team, and wish them a Merry Christmas and a prosperous Happy New Year. And also, Chair, despite the fact that, you know, we are all different, the fact that we were able to tolerate one another, that is also one thing that actually kept us going. Because I believe that without tolerance, we will never go anywhere. You know, we come from different backgrounds. We were all brought up in many different ways. And despite those ways and different backgrounds that we come from, we still become, you know, members of the same team, and we are playing as team members. And again, Chair, I would like to thank you for being the kind of a leader that you have been. And I wish the Lord to bless you and to give you strength so that we can continue growing from strength to strength, I think.
Thank you. Madishima.
Ndo livhuwa mudzula tshidulo. Ndi tshi khou livhuwa na vhashumisani vhoṱhe vhane vha vha hafha. Ndi tshi khou livhuwa nga nḓila ye vhathu vha shuma ngayo ṅwaha woṱhe hoyu. Vha tshi khou dededzana, vha tshi khou sumbedzana dzi nḓila. Ndi tshi khou dovha hafhu tari ndi khou livhuwa nga nḓila ine mudzula tshidulo washu vha khou ri ranga ngayo phanḓa, ndi ri zwi a livhuwa. Ndi dovha hafhu nda ri kha ri sedze mushumo washu na vhashumisani na riṋe uri ri kone u wana zwine ra khou zwi ṱoḓa. Ngauri naho ri nga shuma sa komiti, fhedzi vhane vha vha phanḓa hashu, ndi tshi khou amba dzi ofishiali, vha tshi khou ita mushumo wa vhukuma, a hu na zwine ra ḓo zwi ita. Ndi dovha hafhu nda ri Mudzimu kha vhatonde a vha shudufadze, musi vha tshi khou ya holodeini, vha iḽe zwavhuḓi na vha miṱa yavho, i vhe khushumusi yavhuḓi na ṅwaha muswa. Ndo livhuwa.
No, thank you very much for this, and thank for Corey and the team, the guys, thank for Tia, who is already part of this committee, and thank you for all of you from the team. I wouldn't want to take it for granted that there are committees that never correlate me. In fact, it's a big, big problem. We are dealing with the rules now, leading the rules. The team that is, I think that you must have faith food in this team that we are leading from, reviewer of the rules, because large number of committees are correct, and it's a bigger problem for all of us, and then your team is incorrecting because of the manner in which you are committed South Africans who want to improve the quality of life of all of us. And thank you very much, colleagues, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and those which have. And then I know that Beverly was saying that there's something for lunch for all of us as a team. Am I right there, Beverly? Is there something here for us all as a team? Please consider that and enjoy ourselves. Job well done. Those who are getting married, please inform us. And thanking again the PMG team. I think they always do it. I just guess that one day we must allow them just to make their reflection. Surely we won't be breaking the rules of Parliament. One day just to allow them to make some reflection, because they are here, they are quiet, they have captured everything. Surely they have observed something that you wouldn't observe ourselves, because you are participants. And then they can assist us one day, just to assist us to raise some of the issues that they think are lacking in all committees, even our own committee. We only learn by other people looking at us at a distance, and then critically criticizing sometimes on the area. And then thank you very much. So next year again, I hopefully it will be a committee that you aren't going to be, because committees are cancelled, meeting are cancelled because no members come to meet. And at least for the year and the previous years, all of us are in a meeting. We have never tried really to go and fetch everyone on the street to come and form a committee. I think it's a good discipline for members. It seems we are deployed by your party because we are disciplined. But of course, a big challenge for sport. And we shouldn't fail. In fact, I thought the sport is the easiest thing to transform. But it seems it's the most difficult thing to transform. And I think it's a bigger challenge for us next year, assisting the leadership that is coming post-2014. I think we should work together. Hopefully all of us will come together next year until the end of our term. When Mr. Lee then you goes one day, we'll sit down and then reflect on some of the areas that you have. I think that's very important. But I really think that one day the PMG group will be able to meet, even if they meet with the chairperson just to see how they see things. It's a very critical point, because we shouldn't allow anyone not to make some comment about us. Because we only learn from them. We can only learn from them. Therefore, we can depend on the team. Let us go and then raise the bar next year, drive with care, deal with alcohol tomorrow, and ensure that we deal with some of these areas that we have raised. Thank you very much, colleagues. Take care of yourself. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm told that in fact it's a big day of Cora.
On the 16th.
Yeah.
Remember,
you're
not my wife.
Yeah, okay, that announcement that I did, but I think we should say happy birthday to
Paul. Thank you. Because I was born at 12 o'clock noon, Chair. And you are people know that this is a special big
company. Yeah.
But that is more like anything else. I've read the silver pens that we have given for your copy. But with your lunch, I want to return this to Saru. So that they deal with me, and if Saru fails, then Saru must deal with me, because I don't want us to be seized with these things. Because last time we were seized with athletics of Africa for 8 months.
Yeah, I know.
So they must deal with their things.
What the dashboard cancers, everyone must give them work to do. But they must report.
Yes. Yeah.
They must report out to ensure that people are trusting. Now is the first day.
Yes, I wanted to announce that, that on the 2nd of February 2013, I will be turning 40 years. So I'm expecting all the honorable members of parliament and staff to bring me presents on the 29th.
For colleagues, would allow colleagues to enjoy something else. Why not? One of the
others, sorry. You only celebrated with your snake.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you.